Hello and welcome to Cherish Ephesians 6:4. I've been writing several articles about objections to the Bible and Christianity, so this is just another one. And this week's article is titled, I Met a Christian and I Don't Want to Be Like That. So if you have received this from someone, this link to this recording, know that it's somebody that cares about you. And would love you to think about what I'm about to talk about. I wish I could say that I've only heard this objection once or twice in the past 30 years, but unfortunately, many people have run into a person who claimed to be a Christian and was the kind of person you would never want to be like. In fact, at one time, I probably was one of those kinds of Christians, so let me begin by describing my personal experience as a Christian who most likely offended many. Now, I'm going to describe five categories, there are probably more, of Christians to help you understand what's really going on behind the term Christian. And I will start with the zealous Christian. This was me immediately after becoming a Christian. I was so excited about this change in my life and how I became part of God's family that I immediately sat down and wrote a 15-page letter to every person that I knew, friends, family, acquaintances. And while I thought it was the most important letter containing the most life-changing information anyone could possibly hear, it was written in such a way that I completely ignored the possibility that it might be received as anything but loving in its content. However, because I was so filled with passion and zeal, my message was too aggressive and was received as not from a person whose main intention was to help them, but rather a person who had become to them obnoxious and extreme. Needless to say, I never did get one positive response from my letter. As time went on, I learned to be more considerate regarding the power of words, my relationships, and the timing of speaking on things of great importance. The next category is the immature Christian. And this category follows the one that I described about myself above, and I certainly would have qualified for this category as well. The immature Christian is a person who has not yet applied the teachings found in God's Word to their own life. He or she may truly believe in the core beliefs of the Bible and be a real Christian, but there has not been much change in their life. They're like newborn babies that have come into the world but never advanced in their behavior beyond the toddler stage. Therefore, you may look at their claims to be Christian and expect actions and speech that are different than anyone else, but in many ways, they still behave and sound like those who don't claim to be Christians. So it wouldn't be a surprise for you or anyone else to conclude that you have met a Christian and you have no desire to be like that. The next category is the ignorant Christian. The ignorant Christian is a Christian who is sincere about what he or she believes, but much of what he believes is not true. He is the victim of poor teaching. He may have learned his beliefs through his family upbringing or through one or more churches he has attended through the years, but much of what he espouses to be true is incorrect. This creates a huge problem for Christians and is a major turnoff for those who want to learn more about Christianity. Part of the problem is that most people who are not Christians don't realize that there are many different systems of belief within Christianity. Therefore, they interact with the ignorant Christian, and without understanding that this particular Christian is not a true representative of what the Bible teaches, they assume all Christians are the same and reject any interest in Christianity. The fourth category is the not a Christian Christian. Now, if you could see the article, you'd see I put the second word Christian in quotes. So please note that the quotes that I've placed around the word Christian are for a reason. This is because many people who say they are Christian are simply not. This category of quote-unquote Christian is very difficult for the non-Christian to spot. Often a member of this category is a person who is very intent on keeping rules, Keeping rules or laws makes them feel very good about themselves, so this is where their emphasis in life remains. This category of quote-unquote Christian is also quick to judge others for their inability to follow rules, and has very little room in their attitude for grace and forgiveness. Finally, this category is in constant need of more knowledge, and as he accumulates more and more, he becomes condescending to all those whom he deems to know little, and therefore are lesser people. And finally, the mature Christian. This is the last category of Christian I'm going to describe, and if you had run into this category of Christian, you would not say that you do not want to be like this person. The mature Christian is a person who is kind, patient, content, cares about other people, and is generally happy. Ideally, this is what all Christians should look like, but they do not. Why? Read on. I hope I have not confused you with all these categories, but rather have helped you see that people who call themselves Christian are all in different places in their Christian life, and some are not even true Christians. There is a pattern here that you may be picking up on, and this is a pattern of brokenness. You might think that if someone was a Christian, he or she would immediately become everything that they say they believe in, but that is not what is happening. No, you are coming into contact with people who are in process. And this is the Christian message. These people have come to understand that because of their past ignorance and disobedience of God, they have no relationship with God and are, in fact, in the position of incurring His judgment. They have learned of God's gracious plan for forgiveness, purchased for them by God's Son, Jesus Christ. They believe that Jesus paid the price for their sinful behavior and now are part of God's family. They have become Christians. However, their journey with God has only begun, and although they have new motives and an ability to obey God and reflect His love and grace to the rest of the world, the change in their hearts and minds comes over a period of time. It is during the rest of their life that they will learn to regulate their zealousness, understand more about what the Bible truly says, and discard foolish and incorrect beliefs. They will one day become mature Christians. Is God surprised by any of this? Of course not. He explains all of this in the Bible. He is like a loving father who is patiently teaching his children how to become adults. So what about you? What are you going to do about your relationship with God? Will you use the behavior of immature Christians as a legitimate reason to not deal with your own soul? Think about it. Even if you have met any number of Christians who have disappointed you in their behavior or words, will you allow that to keep you from having peace with God? Recently, I did a short series of videos explaining one of the books of the Bible. Each segment is 5 to 10 minutes long, so it doesn't require a huge time commitment. I've placed a link here in the article, and I hope you will check it out. Thanks for thinking through this. If you have any questions and would like to write to me, please do. It's mike@cherishephesians64.com. Hope to speak with you again.